W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer delaying the holiday recess, calling members back as talks progress on the Ukraine supplemental funding package. A vote could come next week. No word on if House lawmakers will return before the end of the year. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby underscoring the importance of approving more military aid, he says, for Ukraine.
Just over the last 24 to 48 hours, we've seen additional airstrikes by Russia on critical infrastructure. And they'll face more death and destruction to their families and their homeland. They need our help, and they need it right now, not after the eggnog.
The U.S. is voicing concern over Israel's military operations in Gaza and the toll it's taking on civilians trapped in Gaza. President Biden urging Israel to do all it can to avoid civilian casualties. The economy getting another bounce. Retail sales for November rose 0.3% compared to October, and jobless claims dropped by 19,000 last week from the week before. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Milwaukee next Wednesday to talk about his economic policy plans and highlight recent small business gains in Wisconsin. It's not clear where the president will be or for how long. University Wisconsin regents are changing course and voting for a deal they rejected Saturday. Among other things, the universities get employee pay raises in exchange for downsizing diversity offices. Amy Bogus changed her vote after assurances diversity is still key to the system's strategic plan.
We will hold our feet to the fire on this, and by adopting this resolution, it does not reduce or eliminate that accountability for them or for us.
The deal also paves the way for a new engineering building on the Madison campus. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth man was sentenced to 21 months in prison for wire fraud on Thursday. 73-year-old Gail Allen Rauchy was accused of defrauding a victim by claiming to be an attorney who could handle their legal proceedings. He then told the victim they needed to pay a retainer fee of $10,000 to work on the case with former federal and state court judges. The victim then became suspicious after not seeing any drafts or filings done in his case and stopped making payments. Rauchy pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in May. The Wisconsin State Patrol has announced it will kick off its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign for the holiday season this Friday. Officers will be increasing enforcement to find and stop impaired drivers during the busy holiday traveling season from December 15th to January 1st. Residents should plan a safe ride ahead of the holiday season if they plan on consuming alcohol or drugs, or call a taxi or rideshare service, and should contact law enforcement if they suspect another driver on the road is impaired. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
An historic night for the Bucks ends in controversy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 64 points, the most ever in a single game in franchise history, as Milwaukee went on to beat the Pacers 140-126 at Fiserv Forum. After the game, Giannis seen arguing with the Pacers, caught on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The assistant goes for the Pacers, maybe make sure he's going to get it.
This is not how we thought this night was going to end.
Well, here, the security guard Danny, the coaching staff need to be out here and get Giannis off the floor.
It turns out Giannis simply wanted the game ball back as a souvenir. It's not the first time that's happened.
I don't even have the game ball from, which hurts me. I don't have the game ball from Game 6 in the NBA Finals. I don't have the game ball from that either.
Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
Several of their players ended up in our hallway. I don't know what to call it, a fracas. I don't think any punches were landed, but my general manager got elbowed in the ribs.
That's Rick Carlisle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your Hayward forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of light rain. We'll see a low around 31 degrees. It'll be a little breezy out of the southwest. For your Friday, some rain with a high near 39. For Saturday, rain is likely, possibly mixing with snow, and a high again near 39 degrees. It's 48 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a pickle-ectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Is it Thursday, Dom? Friday
I
Eve
think
up
it
in
is.
Here?
Yeah, we can make it. We can slide. Good to see you. Nate, working the board. Thank you, my friend, and our fair audience. Happy, happy days.
I am nearly as excited as I can be for a Thursday, Friday Eve, Dom, because big breaking news out of the great state of Wisconsin. President Joe Biden come to town.
Uncle Joe rolling through the MKE.
He's coming to town next week. He's making a list. He's checking it twice, Dom. Uncle Joe knows whether you've been naughty or nice. And it's not gonna bode well for your stocking. I'm just saying. But Uncle Joe Biden, President Joe Biden to you, sir, coming to Milwaukee next week. Last time Joe Biden was here, I believe it was August 15th. I think I verified that earlier today. I was at that event. I was there for the Joe Biden broadcast, as it was, across the Civic Media Network. Early plans being put in place, although we don't have any definitive plans for the president that day. No schedule yet. But if I was a betting man, Dom, I would guess Joe Biden's going to have a late lunch and then hop on Air Force One. He's going to roll into Mitchell sometime 11:30, and then on to some speechify and, you know, like lunch hour.
Where is he getting the ice cream from? That's what everybody wants to know. Where's the ice cream?
Well, it depends on where they take him for the speechify and Dom. Right. So here is what's being reported by the Journal Sentinel. But I got to tell you, I was a little excited to hear this news, Dom. Always got to be excited when the president's coming to town.
Well, it's showing how important the state of Wisconsin is. And what is this, the third time he's been here in a year?
I haven't been counting, but I think
that's making a point.
Well, I know it's at least twice since August. President Joe Biden will travel to Milwaukee next Wednesday to discuss his economic policy plans and highlight recent small business growth, both in Wisconsin and around the country, as the 2024 presidential race kicks into full swing. Hell yeah, it does. That's also got me a little giddy, Dom. You know, I'm in it for the blood sport that is politics. Biden plans to discuss how his investing in America agenda, I like to think of it as his Santa Claus agenda, Dom, Investing in America agenda has lowered costs for families and led to a boom in the number of new small business application filings under his administration. A White House official told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the trip will be his third to Wisconsin this year.
Yes, there we go.
Damn right. It's like the third time ever.
See.
It was not immediately clear where in Milwaukee Biden plans to stop or how long the president will be in the state. The White House did not provide additional details of the trip. I'm saying, you know, like lunch hour, early afternoon, speechifying President Joe Biden. Biden is sure to highlight how recent pieces of major legislation like the CHIPS and Science Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill and the Inflation Reduction Act have contributed to what the White House says is $4 million in new investments in manufacturing and infrastructure in Wisconsin under the administration. I bet it's a lot more than that. About 178,000 applications for small businesses have been filed in Wisconsin over the last 3 years. 178,000, Dom, according to the White House. Between March 2021 and March 22, the state saw a net gain of about 5,970 new small businesses, which contributed to a gain of more than 66,000 jobs over a similar period. Figures from the U.S. Small Business Administration show.
Damn. Cody Biden visited the state in mid-August, as you mentioned, when he stopped in Milwaukee 1 week before Republicans descended on the city for the first Republican presidential primary debate. You know, another one that Trump didn't go to. At the time, the president similarly touted his administration's efforts to grow the economy. Here's what he said at the time. It's working. We're investing in America. My plan is leading to a boom in manufacturing and manufacturing investment, as we've seen right here in this factory. Wednesday's planned trip also comes as it appears Biden is on track to face off once more with former President Donald Trump in the next presidential election. Recent projections indicate the race will likely be tight. Marquette University Law School poll released last month showed Biden leading Trump 50% to 48 among registered voters. A better figure for Biden than polls show in other swing states. Just 42% of respondents to that poll had a favorable view of Biden. Polling from the New York Times and Siena College the same month showed Biden leading Trump by 2 points in Wisconsin, but trailing the former president and likely Republican nominee in Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. But, you know, I had some comments about that particular poll. But Biden rolling into town. As more details come around, we will let you know.
Santa Biden. Bring in...
Investment, man. I mean, this is good stuff.
Bringing home the bacon for Christmas this year.
From 6,000 small businesses. That's what we want. That's what we need, right? That's a good thing. Everybody should celebrate that.
Compare that to the eighth wonder of the world, Foxconn. How'd that work out? The Republicans' big, you know, 21st century page-turning plan. Foxconn, the Hail Mary of the former gubernator.
So that means something's happening. A net gain of 6,000 new small businesses, and more than 66,000 jobs. Now, above and beyond that, you know, and a lot of this stuff, it takes time to roll it out, right? It takes time to have this money have the impact and flow through the economy. But I saw gas today, man. $2.78.
Joe Biden did that. $2.64 in Madison, brother. $2.64 and 9/10.
And of course, there's, again, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have that kind of impact on gas prices, nor did Trump. I mean, there's other factors, people. But Claire Reed at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if you've been driving around Milwaukee lately, you notice that for the first time in over 2 years, gas prices under $3 a gallon are again a common sight. The average price per gallon in Wisconsin today is about $2.77, according to AAA. Users have seen prices as low as $2.45 per gallon on Thursday in the Milwaukee area. The state average is down about 33 cents from about $3.10 a gallon, according to AAA. All right, so that's, again, I'm not going to give Joe Biden credit or fault when the gas prices go up or down. I don't do that. I don't think that's merited. Now, I understand, you know, whoever's administration is in power, you get the
blame.
They were
putting stickers on the gas pumps, Dom. The other side was saying, let's go, Brandon.
Yes, 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 they would. And now they're paying less. Are they going to take the stickers off now?
Well, they're still driving the dualies, so no, they're still
Republican
getting six per gallon.
Or so, you know, upset with Joe Biden. Well, how about the stock market? The Dow is up at what? Records again. Here's the top of the line at Drudge Report. Stocks rise to fresh records. Investors cheer more. Strong economic data. Retail sales beat expectations. Jobless claims fall. Global economy may avoid recession in 24. Those are good headlines. That's good news. The Fed met. Looks like they're leaving rates as they are now. And they're probably going to have, at least three reductions, according to the reporting, in interest rates next year. That's good. We don't want a soft landing. That's the whole thing, right? And then and there's other articles out there, too, talking about the percentage, the greedflation that can be articulated and identified. You talk about the national debt. Well, we can look to tax cuts that have happened, you know, multiple times throughout my lifetime. Crude have accrued trillions and trillions, tens of trillions of dollars in debt. People want the government stuff, but they don't want to pay for it. So that's the world we're living in. And Joe's coming to Milwaukee, and he's going to talk about it. And I challenge anybody out there right now to say this is a terrible economy. I individually got that. On a microeconomic basis, those things can happen, no question. But these are generally trending well.
I heard a challenge in your tone there. 844.
I'm just saying, man.
967-2789. Dom, we're going to have a new to this show at least, congressional candidate on the air today. A Democrat running for the first CD. That's Brian Stiles currently. His name, Lorenzo Santos. A little unfortunate on the last name and the timing, but Lorenzo, nothing like the other Santos guy. We'll introduce you. I actually met Lorenzo at a big Dem fundraiser in Delavan a month or two ago. And, you know, he's due. I promised him. You know, you speechify like that, you get a spot on the devil's evidence.
Oh, right on. Look forward to meeting him.
So he's coming at 4:30. Dom, we got some sports on the network. We're going to get bumped a little bit later. They moved up the Badger basketball tip-off. So for those that
nobody
care,
asked me, Crudy, I didn't get the memo.
I did specifically get the memo. There was a memo, and I got it, and I'm telling the people because they may care about this. The Badger basketball team is moved up their tip-off tonight against Jackson State to 6 p.m., and that is in deference to the fact that the UW Madison women's volleyball team is in the Final Four tonight.
Woo-hoo.
And I believe that's about a 8:30 match. Texas Longhorns, I believe, their semifinal opponent, and they're back in the Final Four. So that's a very exciting game. Now, the men's basketball game will be on the Civic Media Network. Find it locally, WLAK, 1260 AM up in Amory, WRJN, our flagship in the Milwaukee market, that's 1400 AM, and it streams. So go find it on the stream. And our friends up in Central State, WFHR, they'll also have the Badger game early. So we're getting bumped in some of these markets for Badger basketball. Preempted them, if you will. Joe Biden come to town. The specter of an impeachment inquiry upon him, question mark? I'm excited. I'm just telling you. The president comes to town. There's no shadow on this man. Not from this asinine political stunt happening in the House of Representatives. I would expect no less from this crew, but I expect a lot from the basketball team. Last time I made a prediction for the Badgers, they didn't live up.
Oh, man.
First game back.
They did what they did. It was your prediction that was wrong, crew. You don't blame the team.
Well, I didn't want to jinx the Bucks last night, but I had a good feeling on Giannis last night.
Wow, Bucks. Giannis scoring a team high 64 points.
Franchise record 64.
Wow.
I didn't score that in my whole high school career. Come back, awesome. More Devils.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Come on, man.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. Lorenzo Santos, a Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, Kevin McCarthy said, we're impeaching Joe Biden. Didn't have a vote. Never really proved it, not until yesterday, and he's long since no longer the speaker now, right?
And he's got no regrets.
Not only is he not the speaker, he's apparently quitting the sport. Going home, licking his wounds, spending more time with family, not even fulfilling the congressional term. In fact, today, Kevin McCarthy gave his final speech. Apparently, final congressional speech. You know, if there's some money on the trail out there somewhere, I'm sure you'll cash those checks. But here is what former Speaker McCarthy said during his farewell address. And we don't have any of this on, right? Oh, we do. I'd hate to miss this in Technicolor. yeah. I mean, it is his last speech. Let's hear.
Now, you never know. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House more than once. Maybe
she didn't Kevin quit the Congress.
Comes back and, you know, once again attains the height of his political power.
And I would also add, Nancy Pelosi lasted more than 9 months, dude. Nancy Pelosi was perhaps the best Speaker of the House in the history of the House, and Kevin McCarthy wasn't. So let's hear from the man on his way out the door. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Right.
More, or at least a little, Kevin McCarthy.
Do not be fearful. If you believe your philosophy brings people more freedom.
It's about freedom, Dom. Freedom's the word.
I don't know about that, man, because, I mean, you could have a philosophy, an anarchist philosophy might provide lots of freedom individually. I mean, are there restrictions on our freedoms? Or certainly there are, right? You decide to be in a society. I'm generally not going to ride my car on the sidewalk. We make certain ideas. I should be free to do that? No, you should not be free to run people over. So, you know, I'm not clear what he means by that. So according to McCarthy and his philosophy, you believe running people over on a sidewalk with your car gives you the maximum amount of freedom, then you're down with it? Just not clear on the statements here, man.
As long as Trump's the one that wants to run you over, then it's okay.
It's not Death Race 2000, man. A classic, by the way.
That was pretty good. Stallone. David Carradine.
David Carradine, man.
Cut number six. McCarthy, make the right decisions, Kevin.
I knew the day we decided to make sure to choose to pay our troops while war was breaking out instead of shutting down was the right decision.
One more. Gonna miss this guy.
Miss him. Send him a fruit basket.
Former Speaker McCarthy, cut seven. His accomplishments.
Welfare reform to get people and help them to get back to work. The largest rescissions in American history, where money was appropriated and not used, but only in Washington would you let it still be there.
Dom, McCarthy's final floor speech came roughly 1 week after the California Republican announced he would depart the House at the end of this year, putting a bookend on his career in Congress that took him through the leadership ranks to the highest pinnacle speaker before being ousted from the role by 8 Republicans and Democrats in a stunning fashion. the Bakersfield native, first came to Congress in 07, serving stints as majority leader, minority leader, majority whip, and House GOP conference chair before winning the speaker's gavel in January. Well, he was one of the young guns. Pew, pew, pew.
McCarthy. Who were the other young guns? That was, what, Paul Ryan
and Eric Cantor, who got defeated. Those three. Those three were the young guns.
Eric Cantor. What happened to Eric Cantor?
He was defeated in a congressional primary in Virginia, I believe.
Hmm.
Didn't make it out of his own primary. Got primaried as the future Speaker of the House in his home state and lost. McCarthy touched on some of the accomplishments House Republicans notched during his tenure as Speaker. I think we heard a few of them.
Yeah.
Including Don passing a sweeping energy bill, establishing the Select Committee on Chinese Communist Party. Gallagher's on that one, I believe.
Wisconsin's own.
Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The Deep State Committee, Dom. At the end of his speech, apparently, it was a nearly empty chamber.
Aww.
And after he was done, Reps Patrick McHenry, he was the Speaker pro temp. He's also apparently retiring from the House. Yeah. And French Hill, Republican from Arkansas, two of his allies, and nearly the entirety of the audience, apparently an almost empty speaker's gallery and a no audience speech. And then they gave him a hug. They hugged it out, bro.
No MTG was there? No love from MTG? Wasn't she a big supporter? I'm surprised she didn't show up.
No hug. No mention of a hug. Just Patrick McHenry and French Hill. Bro hugs. They hugged it out.
A speech that will go down in history.
In infamy, in his mind.
No, it's only
bye, Felicia. I mean,
yeah,
goodbye.
But now we got Meghan goodbye. Mike. What's better? Who would you rather have? McCarthy or Meghan Mike?
Neither. Neither.
You got to pick one.
None
man,
of the above.
The you got one or two. Who would you rather have?
Would rather have the known weaselly Kevin McCarthy to the less known, seemingly tame but really god awful Meghan Mike.
The devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
I just think he's more conniving. Johnson, you know, I don't think Kevin McCarthy worships anything other than power. I mean, Kevin McCarthy, his whole life, wanted to be the Speaker of the House. Some people aspire to be the Speaker of the House. Not I, but some.
No.
Apparently, this was his lifetime desire.
All right, so goal met then, right? Check out.
Bucket
go do
list.
Something when, else.
Once you get there, it's like once you've been the host of the greatest radio show ever, Dom, where do we go from here? Really, other than the Hall of Fame, where do we go from here?
The other side of that, Crudy, my understanding, McCarthy, a very successful and good fundraiser.
Oh, he made it rain.
Right. And Meghan Mike, perhaps not so much. So that's gotta hurt a little bit. And my understanding from
the lack of a bank account makes it very difficult for Meghan Mike to understand the necessities of the fundraising. Mother won't let him have a checking account.
Oh, God. Andrew from Detroit, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us, Andrew?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, it isn't down in history. It's not even down the toilet. It's down the porta potty. Who cares? Bye-bye.
Come on, man. That's a big job, the Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy, man. He started the impeachment inquiry into the current president, Joe Biden. He had lots of accomplishments.
Well, he said it. And then he got fired, and then he quit. What a list. You know, his resume, similar to yours in that regard.
I'm not going to quit, Crudy. I'm just not going to show up anymore.
I'm sort of quiet quitting right now. Come back, a fine guest. He's a candidate for Wisconsin's first CD, the seat currently held by Brian Stile. He voted to impeach the president yesterday. Stile did, that is. Lorenzo.
Impeachment inquiry, yes.
Well, they'll get there. Lorenzo Santos, our fine guest. He's a Dem. More Devils.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not hear a lawsuit brought by Democrats to end the state's taxpayer-funded private school voucher program. The justices turned the case down yesterday without any comment. State lawmakers are considering keeping athletes transitioning from male to female out of women's and girls' high school and college sports in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich says it's to protect women and girls.
Biological males, you know, have higher bone density, are often taller, more muscle mass. That doesn't change with a hormone shot or a pill.
But a civil rights lawyer who testified at a Senate committee hearing yesterday warned the bills would likely be struck down as unconstitutional. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. An architecture firm in Duluth has manufactured some Christmas spirit for residents. According to a Northern News Now report, DSGW Architecture has built their annual gingerbread village and have gone above and beyond in its design. The theme of the gingerbread village is the city of Gingeropolis, and it features larger gingerbread buildings than ever before. The city is on display for the public at the company's office and will be available for anybody to visit until DSGW commences the ceremonial smashing in January. Duluth's Solvay Hospice House received a massive donation from Super One. According to a Northern News Now report, Super One donated $45,000 to Solvay, collected through donations from shoppers throughout the region. All of the funds will be donated to the Solvay Hospice House to be used to ensure that patients can go through their end-of-life journey without worrying about the financial aspect. Over the past 15 years, Super One has raised over $250,000 for the organization. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
An historic night for the Bucks ends in controversy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 64 points, the most ever in a single game in franchise history, as Milwaukee went on to beat the Pacers 140-126 at Fiserv Forum. After the game, Giannis seen arguing with the Pacers, caught on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The assistant coach for the Pacers maybe make sure he's going to get it.
This is not how we thought that this night was going to end.
Well, here, the security guard Danny, the coaching staff need to be out here and get Giannis off the floor.
It turns out Giannis simply wanted the game ball back as a souvenir. It's not the first time that's happened.
I don't even have the game ball from, which hurts me. I don't have the game ball from Game 6 in the NBA Finals. I don't have the game ball from that either.
Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
Several of their players ended up in our hallway. I don't know what to call it, a fracas. I don't think any punches were landed, but my general manager got elbowed in the ribs.
That's Rick Carlisle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your Hayward forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of light rain. We'll see a low around 31 degrees. It'll be a little breezy out of the southwest. For your Friday, some rain with a high near 39. For Saturday, rain is likely, possibly mixing with snow, and a high again near 39 degrees. Currently, 46 degrees.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the glass.
Oh, yeah, baby. Like a fool.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday that makes it Friday Eve up in here, Dom edition. We got a fine guest. He's joining us right now live via stream. He is Lorenzo Santos. He is a candidate, a Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's first CD. Lorenzo, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here, Mike.
Well, I've got to confess, this visit a little past due, man. I met you a couple months ago. I was very impressed with you. You gave it a fine speech at a Delavan Democratic Party fundraiser, Lake Lawn Resort, I believe. And man, I thought you were on fire that night. I thought you did a hell of a job. So is this your first foray into politics, Lorenzo? What's your background? What's your resume?
Yeah, this is my first time as a candidate. I've been able to be in politics, kind of behind the scenes, making sure that a lot of the great people that we have representing us, the elected officials that we have right now, are supported as a volunteer. I've volunteered for a lot of the local races in my area. And this is the first time that I've kind of been out front as the candidate, you know, that is seeking to be on the ballot. So it's a little bit different, definitely different skill set, but I'm learning a lot as I go.
First congressional district, help us define geographically, where about is the first? If you're listening on WRJN 1400 AM or WAUK, you might be in the first, but Lorenzo, help them define it a little bit.
Yeah, you've got the southern tip of Milwaukee. You've got Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, and Rock counties. So it is a large geographic area in the southeastern portion of the state, right around the border between, you know, the state of Wisconsin and Illinois. So we've got a lot of folks down here.
Okay, Lorenzo, how about professional resume? Tell us what in the private sector or your prior work experience, what makes you qualified? Why are you the right candidate for the first CD, sir?
Yeah, thank you for that question. You know, I have a broad resume, a broad experience. And, you know, I was a naval officer, active duty. I've been in business. I've been in sales and in the manufacturing sector. I have learned a lot about what makes a business run, heard a lot of the decisions that go into that business, have seen how that impacts a lot of the, you know, terrific family-owned businesses across the Midwest. I was responsible for sales for a large manufacturing company in 12 states. So my job was to travel throughout the Midwest. So I've heard a lot of the stories. I've seen what it means when a business is struggling and what the companies are doing on the back end and the decisions that can be made that would either help or exacerbate the situation. I've seen what happens to workforces in downturns of the economy. I've seen how that interface, you know, how he can look at that and figure out how that interfaces with the decisions that elected officials are making. I've been in the military. Right now, I'm in the Navy Reserve. And my job right now, my day job, is I'm in emergency management. So I get to work with every facet of the community, elected officials. I get to work with fire, EMS, law enforcement, business counterparts and every kind of stakeholder you can think of in the community. And those collective experiences really inform my worldview. And I think that I can bring a lot to the first district with that experience.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Lorenzo Santos. He's a congressional candidate for Wisconsin's first district. Lorenzo, thanks for coming on. Great to meet you. Congress, man, they hold the purse strings. Lorenzo, let's get into some of the politics of it all. A lot of concern about the national debt these days. Right. What's your sense? How do we get here and where do we go from here? In your opinion, sir?
Yeah, you know, when we're talking about the national debt, I think what a lot of folks are not realizing is, you know, on the GOP side, they're talking about runaway spending. On the Democratic side, we're talking about people still need services that ensure that they can live in this country and thrive. And a lot of the time, those policies come down to, it's not even necessarily monetary. It comes down to priorities. A lot of times you see the GOP, when we have to make these decisions, it comes down to profit and power. And when it comes down to Democratic decisions, we talk about people. Just look at how they vote. Look at how the GOP votes. It's usually not about people. It's about how much power can we have and how much profit can we ensure that these corporations and millionaires and billionaires are able to keep. And we have to be very, very clear on what our priorities are. My priority is on people. And I think that should be, you know, a non-starter if it's not. That is something I'm not willing to compromise on. And if you look at my opponent, the decisions that he continuously makes is about power and it's about profit. It's about making sure that the rich and the powerful continue to get ahead, and the millions of Americans, everyday Americans, that don't necessarily want, you know, special treatment, but want a level playing field, they're going to get left behind if we continue to go in this direction.
Lorenzo, your opponent was one of every Republican in the state of Wisconsin to vote officially for an inquiry of President Joe Biden, an impeachment inquiry investigation. And there's a lot of comparisons from the Republican side about, well, you know, essentially that, well, Joe Biden did it. Now this is, we have all these questions. They did it to Donald Trump, and now they're doing it to Joe Biden because we have all these right. questions. What was your sense? What's your thought on the first two impeachments of Donald Trump? Do you think they were justified? And where do you stand on this current impeachment inquiry of President Biden?
Yeah, I know they were justified. And there is a full body of case law that has shown it. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of the time when we're looking at what Congress does, they're not necessarily making these decisions based on the legality. They're making it based on, you know, politics and these cynical decisions that are getting in the way of the business of supporting the American people. We know that we're watching what's happening to Hunter Biden. They just watch what they're doing. They want a lot of this stuff to happen behind closed doors. So that lack of transparency already shows you that they want to minimize the embarrassing moments. Because we know what happens when the GOP leads. They embarrass themselves. Well, when they try to lead, because they have a terrible, you know, they have a terrible job at trying to govern. We watched that with them recently just trying to elect their speaker. If you cannot elect the person that's supposed to lead you forward, and the person you elect is this person that basically no one's ever heard of, but we can all agree that a lot of the decisions that they're making already are showing that they're just going to go in the same direction. We have a problem. We need to ensure that we have people in the speaker's chair that understand that first and foremost, you need to believe in the rule of law. You need to believe in democracy. You need to believe in the Constitution and what, you know, the current Speaker of the House has done over time has shown that he doesn't believe in any of those things. So we need a change in leadership, and what the GOP right now is doing, pure politics. We will see that the legality, their legal arguments are going to fall flat. Their standard bearer, Donald Trump, is still in a lot of trouble, and that's not politics. Those are some serious crimes that he is being investigated for, and he's going to ultimately have to be held accountable for.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates, a Democrat running for Wisconsin's first congressional district. He is Lorenzo Santos. I had the opportunity to meet Brian Stiles in the public. He and Ron Johnson appearing together, I believe, in Whitewater recently. And Lorenzo, Brian Stiles, the congressman you would hope to oppose, was advocating for effectively the Trump policies, the border policies. And that included things like separating children from their families. First and foremost, sir, do you perceive the nation as currently having an immigration problem? And as a congressman, what would be your advocacy? How do you think we solve it?
Yeah, so the nation does not have an immigration problem. What we have is a compassion problem. We need to understand that this is a nation that people come to because we have opportunity. We are a nation that people want to come to because we have the opportunity to be educated, to get a good education here. We have the opportunity for work. And a lot of these jobs, you know, a lot of these folks are saying that, you know, the people who are migrating here are stealing our jobs. A lot of the jobs that they take are largely jobs that Americans won't do. And if you look at business, you know, if you look at the ability to innovate, a lot of the people who have immigrated here are responsible for a lot of the innovation. A lot of them are the entrepreneurs that have taken this country to new heights. So if you want to cut those people off, you're going to cut off the growth that this country has experienced and the reason that we are such a great nation. I do not think we have an immigration problem in that respect. Now, do we need to have laws and do we need to enforce those laws in terms of immigration in general? Yes. You know, the GOP likes to talk about open borders. That's not what's happening. In fact, Democratic administrations have actually been responsible for record highs of deportation. So this is not a matter of just let everyone come into the country. There's no stopping them. That's not true. You even had Vice President Harris say something that, you know, people were shocked to hear a Democratic elected official say, don't come, right? So we can believe and we can enforce, you know, our borders, but we have to understand that we do need to ensure that there is a viable pathway for people to come into this country, because ultimately the diversity of this country and the ability for more people to come in, our immigrants make this country great. And I will make sure that we are continuing to fight for policies that ensure that they have a pathway to citizenship.
Democratic congressional candidate Lorenzo Santos, Joe Biden coming to town next week to Madison, just north of the 1st Congressional District. We don't know where yet, but we'll keep you posted. Some that would run for Congress or Senate maybe wouldn't want to run on the policies of Joe Biden. You know, you look at some of the polling, you look at some of the, I would say, misplaced blame for the quote-unquote bad economy. I think it's pretty damn good. But here's the question. Are you out there running on the Biden policies? How do you go about differentiating, or do you embrace the Biden-Harris ticket?
Oh, of course. I absolutely embrace the Biden-Harris ticket. Look, what we need to do is we need to be out there communicating why they are doing such a good job, why they deserve another term. The economy is a lot better than it's been. Inflation is becoming under control. If you look at what just happened, the Fed decided to keep the interest rates level. Now, look, Americans don't generally want to hear me say that the economy is doing better because a lot of them do not feel it, especially during the holidays. We are on an upward trend. We are improving the economy. It is going to take time to move something as big as the U.S. economy in a way that people can feel the effects. But help is on the way. The economy is improving. And the Biden-Harris administration is responsible for a lot of that growth and a lot of that improvement. We have made serious investments. We have made investments in climate solutions to ensure that we can invest more in renewable energy, which is going to lower energy costs, which people who are not making as much in the world are going to see less cost on their pocketbooks and in their wallets. The Biden-Harris administration has ensured something as simple as broadband internet. It's cheaper for folks. They've ensured that healthcare costs are lower. That's a really big deal. Healthcare costs are lower. And you talk about Donald Trump is trying to get rid of healthcare altogether with no viable alternative. It makes no sense. And the GOP is right behind them on that. So a lot of these policies are directly related to making it better for everyday Americans, ensuring that everyday Americans have a fair shot. And I absolutely support what they're doing, and we need to make sure that they have 4 more years.
Lorenzo Santos, just south of the 1st Congressional District is Illinois, and marijuana is legal there. But, of course, we have this state-by-state patchwork and prohibition here in the state of Wisconsin. If elected to the Congress, would you advocate for legalizing recreational marijuana, descheduling marijuana, cannabis?
Absolutely. You know, we need to make sure that we are, first of all, decriminalizing it, because a lot of folks that are in prison should not be there for something that a lot of people are profiting off in all the surrounding states of Wisconsin. And we have one of the highest rates of incarceration in the entire world in Wisconsin. And a lot of that is because we have put people behind bars for marijuana, for a drug that a lot of other states are able to not only sell and people are making money off of, but they're also able to get very much needed revenue from that. We need to be making sure that we're protecting folks and not criminalizing it, and also taking those revenues to bring more money into the state.
Lorenzo, give them your website, man, so people can support you. Quick.
Absolutely. Please visit us at santosforwisconsin.com or find us at Santos for Wisconsin.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
The Todd Almost Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Lorenzo Santos. He is a Democratic candidate for the first CD here in the great state of Wisconsin. If he wins an August primary, then he will go against Brian Steil, the current placeholder in that seat. I was very impressed with Lorenzo when I first met him, when I first heard him on the stump, given, you know, why me, that speech. I did not recall or hear that night, though. I didn't know he was a Navy man. Try not to hold that against him.
Army guy.
Yeah. Actually, I appreciate, in all honesty, I appreciate the fact that he is a Navy man. An officer and a gentleman, one must assume, Dom.
Great to meet Lorenzo. Hope to have him back again. Look forward to seeing how that race pans out.
You're neither of those things.
Never said I was, man. 844-967-2789.
Dom, there is, I should make note of the fact, we should acknowledge, we have met at least one other candidate in the first CD, Diane Anderson. She's been on the show, and if more jump in, we'll probably bring more on the show, because we try to, you know, even them up and represent and figure out and let you decide who is the best candidates. But there are really only two competitive districts, congressionally speaking, in the state of Wisconsin. Two that really, really matter. Now, I wish it was more. I really do. Because I know some people that would really love to run against Mike Gallagher. Really talented, great candidate kind of people. And it's like a Republican red plus 15 plus 18 district. It makes it very hard to want to go and be a sacrificial lamb. But here in the great state of Wisconsin, Dom, the first is in play. Brian Steil is vulnerable. At least this is a, you know, something of a coin flip district within the margin of error district. Racine, Kenosha, Walworth County, and Delavan's in Walworth County. It was the Walworth County Dems that threw the big shindig where I met Lorenzo Santos. And the other very important district, of course, the third CD, Derek Van Orden, your buddy over there in southwestern Wisconsin, the carpetbagger turned insurrectionist, turned child screamer, turned all around swell guy, question mark?
Office partier?
I can confirm.
Carrying guns on the planer?
From my wife's personal experience, she was there advocating in D.C. I was not in the office of Congressman, I hate to use that term with him, of Rep. Van Orden. But they did offer her a beer at 10:30 Eastern time, 9:30 Central. But she's from Wisconsin, Dom. You know, it's a constituent. They're probably drinking by now.
Nothing like perpetuating the stereotype from a guy who's not even from here.
I saw AI picture representing what a Wisconsinite would look like. And it was
you know, like a graying guy with the Fu Man sitting with a beer in front of a barbecue grill in front of a cornfield with a Packers jersey on.
Yeah, yeah, the cheesehead on too.
No cheesehead. Actually, no cheesehead. The guy had way too good a hair for the average Wisconsinite. You know, because this is like a 50-something dude, you know, like think 55. I don't see many 55-year-olds with a full head of hair, but this AI-generated Wisconsinite had it. Hey, you're not 55 yet.
Not yet. It's still there, though. I would hope there's – come on, man. Did Glenn Grothman run unopposed last time?
Yes, as did Geller.
That should not be the case, man. I mean, someone's got to run. Someone's got to – even if you bring them out, man, you bring a few out, because it's certainly it's about your race. Hey, it's about other races as well. So why don't you get up there, Cody?
I got a house in Green Lake.
Come on, man. You go hit it up, dude.
You got real estate in the 6CD, Dom.
You got Plainfield. You go knock it out. You got the time. I don't have the time, Cody. You're gonna have to do it. Someone's going to take on Grothman.
I
want to know who's going to take on Grothman.
If I were to run against Grothman, that would take me off the radio, Dom. They're not going to let that pass.
Minute. Only for a minute, man.
Well,
only for a minute.
We'll see how the spring goes. I've got a busy travel schedule. I don't know if I've shared this with you and the fine audience, Dom, but here's my plan. Can I share? Is this okay? Can I tell
people? Yeah, man, knock it out.
So I've already made reservations to be in Des Moines, Iowa on January 10th and 11th. And there is a Republican debate in Des Moines at the Drake. I hate the Drake. The Drake's like Drake University is the site of the debate. So I've been up there, and the last time I wasn't allowed in the undersized spin room, and this was the Democrats keeping me out. And I requested credentials, and I'm already on the short list of like, hey, we acknowledge your request, but we're not going to be able to honor all the requests. There's a lot of people. And I do know the back passage from the debate stage to the spin room.
You've had the walk of shame before.
I had to stake it out the last time because that's the only place I could get anybody to give me any sound. I couldn't go in the spin room. But you really, really, Dom, and you and I know this because we were in Des Moines the very first time in January of 2015, for the Iowa Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Caucus, Citizens United, big soiree at Drake University, I believe. But anyways, the real reason you go to Des Moines is the downtown Marriott and the hotel bar there. It's right in the lobby, and the world comes to you.
Yeah, great lobby bar.
Best political eyeballing, loose-lipping lobby bar in the entire United States. So I can't tell you what the hell they're going to talk about on the debate stage, but once their staffers get hammered drunk later that night, I'm going to be playing third base at the bar, Dom. I'm going to be buying some of those drinks. I'm going to be helping them along. No, you don't need water. No water for you. More rum.
Come on, your room's right upstairs. What's the problem? This is Iowa.
Nobody's driving. So I'm going to bring you back some stories from the Marriott downtown Des Moines lobby bar. And then, Dom, the caucus the following Monday, January 15th. Historically, we've gone to Loras College in Dubuque. You coming with?
We'll see. I'm working on it.
Oh, come on, man. You know, I got a road trip planned in Vegas in February.
A road trip?
Well,
driving to Vegas?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm not doing that.
You want a piece of a Vegas vacation, Dom? Because I got accommodations at the Circus for you.
Don't splurge again, man.
And then Michigan later in the month. And then perhaps Arizona in March. North Carolina on Super Tuesday. And then Wisconsin, April 2nd. Wow, got my whole spring planned.
It's coming quick.
I'm doing it, Dom, with or without you. Crudy's going on the road, bringing you the relevance right here on the greatest radio show ever. That's why you listen.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.